How awesome is this day, and how marvelous this hour wherein the Holy Spirit will descend from heaven and overshadow and hallow this sacrifice. In quietness and in fear, arise and pray that the peace of God be with me and with all of you.
Power, blessing, and great life and holiness be to this church.
Lord our God, who accepted the offering of Abel in the wilderness, of Noah within the ark, of Abraham on the top of the mountain, of Elijah on the top of Carmel, of David on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite, and the widow's mite in the sanctuary, accept likewise the oblation offering of thy sinful servant, which he has brought unto thy holy name, and let it be for the expiation of his sins. Reward him with a good recompense in this world, and in the age to come, both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Christ our God, who is truly our Lord, who went to the wedding when they invited thee in Cana of Galilee, and blessed for them the water and changed it into wine, do thou in like manner unto this wine which is set before thee. Now also let it be blessed, hallowed, and pure, so that it may become the life of soul, body, and spirit at all times. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be with us and fill the wine with joy and happiness, for goodness, for life, for salvation, and for the remission of sin, for understanding, for healing, for the counsel of the Holy Spirit, both now and ever and unto ending ages. Amen. Purity, sweetness, and blessing be to them who honestly drink of thy precious blood. Blessed be the Lord, the Almighty Father, our God. And blessed be the only Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter, the Cleanser of us all. Glory and honor are due to the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, always co-equal, both now and ever and unto ages of ages. My Father and my brothers, pray for me and for this sacrifice. May God hear you in all that you have asked and accept your sacrifice and offering, like the sacrifice of Melchizedek, Aaron, and Zacharias, and the priests of the church of the firstborn. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us, lest we wander into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. May the Lord keep your priesthood and accept your sacrifice and offering with a gracious countenance. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. Be pleased, O Lord, to save me. who is co-equal with thee, are due glory, honor, and dominion, both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen.
Upon
this blessed passion in the likeness of the tomb, in which thou passed 3 days and 3 nights. Let my hands be like the hands of Joseph and Nicodemus, who wrapped thy body and found their peace, rest, and honor from the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, both now and ever and unto ages of ages. Amen. Receive the Holy Spirit. Whatsoever of men's sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whatsoever of men's sins you retain, they are retained. Thou therefore, O Lord, is now granted the priesthood to thy pure ministers, who always do the priest's office in thy holy church, that they may remit sin on earth and may bind and loosen all the bonds of iniquity. Once again we pray and entreat of thy goodness, O lover of man, on behalf of thee, thy servants and handmaidens, my fathers, my brothers, and my sisters, and also on my own behalf, on me thy feeble servant, on behalf of them that bow their head before thy holy altar, prepare for us the way of thy mercy, break and sever all the bonds of our sins, whether we have trespassed against thee, O Lord, wittingly or unwittingly, whether in deceit or in godliness of heart, whether in deed or in word or through limited understanding, for thou knowest the feebleness of man. O good lover of man and Lord of all creation, grant us, Lord, forgiveness of our sins. Bless us and purify us and set us free and absolve all thy people. And fill us with the fear of thy name and confirm us in the doing of thy will. O good one, for thou art our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ. To thee we send up glory and honor with the good heavenly Father and the life-giving Holy Spirit, who is co-equal with thee, both now and ever unto ages of ages. Amen. For the peaceful holy things we beseech that God grant us peace through thy mercy. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. For our faith we beseech that God may grant us to keep the faith in purity. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. For our congregation we beseech that God may keep us unto the end in the communion of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. For patience of soul we beseech that God may grant us perfect patience in all our tribulations. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. For the holy prophets we beseech that God may number us with them. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. For the ministering apostles we beseech that God may grant us to be well-pleasing even as they were well-pleasing, and apportion unto us a lot with them. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. For the holy martyrs we beseech that God may grant us to perfect the same commitment. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. For our patriarch Abba and for the blessed Archbishop Abba, we beseech that God grant them length of days to be over us, that with understanding they may rightly speak the word of faith and purity without spot, for they are the defenders of the church. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. For the priests we beseech that God may never take from them the spirit of priesthood, may give them the grace and zeal and fear of him unto the end, and accept their labor. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Lord, have mercy upon us. Well, the deacons may beseech that God may grant them to run a perfect course, and draw them near unto him in holiness, and remember their labor and their love. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the assistant deacons, the anagnosts, the singers, we beseech that God may grant them to perfect the diligence of their faith. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the widows and the bereaved, we beseech that God may hear their prayers and vouchsafe them abundantly in their hearts the grace of the Holy Spirit and accept their labor. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the virgins, we beseech that God may grant them the crown of virginity, and that they may be unto God sons and daughters, and that he may accept their labor. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For those who suffer patiently, we implore that God grant them to receive their reward through patience. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the laity and the faithful, we implore that God may grant them complete faith, which they may keep in purity. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the catechumens, we implore that God may grant them a good portion, washing of regeneration, for the remission of sin, and seal them with the seal of the Holy Trinity. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For our head of state, we entreat that God may grant him all length of days. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the rulers and those in authority, we implore that God may grant them his wisdom and his fear. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the whole world, we implore that God would hasten his purpose, putting into the mind of each and all to desire what is good and expedient. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For them that travel by sea and by land and by air, we beg that God would guide them with merciful right hand and let them enter into their homes in safety and in peace. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the hungry and the thirsty, we ask that God may give them their daily food. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the sad and the sorrowful, we beseech that God may give them the perfect consolation. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the prisoners, we implore that God may loose them from their bonds. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the captives, we beseech that God may restore them to their country in peace. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For those who were sent away, we beseech that God may grant them patience and good instruction, and give them the complete reward for their labor. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the sick and the diseased, we implore that God should heal them and speedily send upon them mercy and compassion. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For those who have fallen asleep in this holy church, we implore that God may give them the peace of rest. For those who have sinned, our fathers and our brothers, we beseech that God cherish not anger against them, but grant them rest and relief from his wrath. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the rains, we implore that God may send rain on the place that need it. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the waters of the rivers, we implore that God will keep them unto their due, will fill them. For the waters of the rivers, we implore that God fill them unto their due measure and bounds. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. For the fruits of the earth, we beseech that God grant to the earth her fruit for sowing and the harvest. And all of us who ask and beseech in prayer, may he cover us with the spirit of peace and give us grace and enlighten the eyes of our hearts. Let us draw near and ask God to accept our prayers according to his will. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us. Let us therefore rise in the Holy Spirit, growing in his grace and understanding and glorifying in his holy name, and build upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. Let us draw near and ask the Lord our God to accept our prayer according to his will. Amen. Kyrios and Lord, have mercy upon us.